Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. Cline moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cline scores. Francona scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive towards the mound. Conley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. There goes Runnels. The throw from Edwards to second, and Runnels is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Arnold Early now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Arnold Early. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Bob Allen now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzahn hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Kahlstedt now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brassud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.